Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. As the calendar inches closer to the most wonderful time of the year, both consumers and retailers are gearing up for a festive season filled with gifts and shopping. To give you a compass through this retail jungle, we've gathered insights from three industry experts who recently dug into key findings from Black Hawk Network's latest Better and Better 2023 Holiday Gift Card Shopper Research. Joining me today is Jay Jaffin, Chief Marketing Officer at Black Hawk Network, Sarah Kaczynski, Director of Research at Black Hawk Network, and Jordan Hirschfield, Director of Prepaid at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to provide invaluable insights into consumer behavior, the latest gift card trends, and the smart strategies retailers should embrace to make this holiday season as impactful as possible. We have a lot to dig into today. And to start things off and set the stage first, Jay, what's the outlook of consumers this holiday based on the current state of the economy?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's a little mixed, right? I mean, there is certainly some concerns. You know, we know about the inflation concerns that are most acute in food prices, which tops our list as we ask consumers. But, you know, those concerns have cooled a little bit from where they were in the summer. Concerns with fuel sort of ebb and flow, right? You know, we had crazy high fuel prices a year ago. They came down a little bit. Now they're coming back up. And you see that same sort of behavior change with consumers. You know, there's a touch more concern about job security right now, which we've also seen increase since we last asked that question in February in one of our studies. And even then, the youngest cohort, so Gen Z, was most concerned at about 45% expressing some sort of concern around job situation. The average across all demos is 24%. So we're seeing that the younger generations are expressing a little bit more trepidation around job security. Other demographic breakouts, if you look at older generations, they're most concerned about the cost of utilities. You know, as I mentioned, younger generations in general around employment, women are most concerned about food prices, interestingly. So all that said, we see that generally confidence is on the rise. And so a couple of data points around that. One is that we see people are planning to shop for the holidays. Great news. The retail outlook actually looks better than where it was earlier this year, but people are still feeling the pinch and they're being a bit cautious. This is really pushing people more towards fewer shopping trips, fewer shopping locations, and more online shopping. Consumers are also planning to go to the same places, but less often. So the question for retailers really is, how do you maximize that visit when they're in your store? Because you may not get as many chances as you did, let's say, the holidays last year. Last point I'd make, I would encourage our retailers to really focus on value and deals. So when we talk to consumers, roughly two-thirds of them are planning to change their shopping behavior in some way this year. And what we hear is that they're moving more of their purchases to store brands or off-brand, buying more on sale, using more coupons, and just in general, buying a little less. So just some of the things to keep in mind as we enter the busy holiday season.
Some research that Javelin's done really backs up a lot of these points. So in terms of that confidence, we have 84% of consumers will buy the same or more gift cards as a gift for others this year. While it's a great number, where that kind of consumer, you know, questioning comes in is only 14% say more, 70% are the same. So it's a good, really good number, but not as high necessarily on that more perspective. The other area where I think it's really interesting, you look at some of that area on values and deals is we really see a lot of opportunity for promotional use versus discounting. We have 72% of people that we surveyed would be motivated to make a purchase if a gift card was offered as a promotional incentive. So the benefit for that retailer is you get the knock on spending later versus a straight discount, you know, really for effectively the same cost to that retailer to get someone in their store for those limited visits they are making to add into additional spending.
Sarah, in the past 3 years, we've seen holiday shopping shifting earlier. Given the 2023 economic trends and other factors, what are you anticipating this holiday season in terms of like timing? Is there anything new or different?
Thanks for that question, Rima, and excited to be here today with you, Jay and Jordan, again, sharing some of my favorite things, the upcoming holiday and insights. And an interesting insight this year is that shoppers have shifted their holiday shopping plans to be a little bit later compared to the last couple of years. So when everything seemed to be really shifting to that earlier shopping start, this year we're seeing it move a bit later. You know, whether we all happen to be really closely watching that calendar or not, You know, there are going to be five holiday shopping weekends post Thanksgiving, which I think in the past couple of years may have only been about four weekends. And so, you know, that gives us kind of that extra time to be in stores or online and maybe even waiting to see if there is that promotion that's worthy of taking advantage of for those desired holiday gifts. And what we're also seeing is that for most, it really is this mid, late November to early December shopping time when folks are about to begin. With our Gen Z, it's almost entirely beginning their holiday shopping in November and December. And in particular, the ceremonial starting gun actually sparks a quarter of them to kick off their shopping on Black Friday. So again, they're really out there looking for those sales and promotions, and they're often looking at those new product releases as well. So just some of the shifts we're seeing.
Thanks for that, Sarah. You know, a burning question that everyone wants to know every year is, what are consumers planning to buy this holiday? What's the projection for gift card purchases this holiday? Jay, I'll start with you first.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you just the high level of what we see in the research. Consumers on average are going to spend about $770 is what they tell us over the holiday on gifts, which I think is a big number, but it's actually relatively flat from last year. It's up about 3% from what they told us last year. Now, gift cards are actually expected to comprise 43% of that spending. What we've seen is, even though overall gifting is relatively flat, the share that's going to be spent on gift cards is up massively. So that 43% this year was only 37% last year. And Gen Z is actually one of the driving forces behind that year-over-year increase. They're up a full 12 points in terms of the share of their holiday spend that they expect to be on gift cards. But Sarah, you could probably unpack a lot more for us.
So you asked about the projection for gift card purchases this holiday season. And as Jay mentioned, we're continuing to see that shift in overall gift spend go to gift cards. Where we see another really interesting difference is when we actually look at the gift cards being purchased. So those younger generations, the Gen Zs and the millennials, are planning to purchase around 17 gift cards this holiday season, with nearly an equal split between those physical and digital cards. So they're thinking right now about 10 physical cards and 7 digital cards, while older generations are really planning to purchase more of the physical gift cards this holiday. Overall, I would say Gen Z loves to gift. They have more people to think about on their holiday list, and the value and the ability to give them those digital options is really where we're seeing kind of that love for gift cards coming through. And equally, what we find too that we'll talk about a little bit later is this notion that not only do they love to gift cards, but they want to receive them.
Jordan, what are you seeing on your end?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think we have a lot of shared data on this. We see gift cards are the most popular gift to buy for others. So those people who are actually spending the money, that's the most popular one. And actually, of the two kinds of gift cards, retail gift cards and the Visa, MasterCard, general purpose gift cards, people like prefer to give the retailer gift cards even more so than the general purpose cards. And this is true across generations. Every generation has gift cards as the most popular gift to buy for others. It's interesting that Gen Z, while that's still the most popular gift, they're actually showing a little bit of strength in the physical gift as compared to the other generations in our data, but they actually don't prefer to receive the physical gift. They still prefer to receive the gift card. So really fascinating. And we look at how you receive a gift. So the general purpose gets a slight nod over the retailer gift cards here, mostly because people like that flexibility of what they can use. And to us, this also opens up that window for that kind of middle ground, that multi-retailer card that can give the giver a feeling like they gave them a specific gift, but it gives the recipient that option to have a little bit of flexibility and choice of where to use it.
Thanks, Jordan. Sarah, you previously mentioned Gen Z. Gen Z is really increasing their spend and specifically spending a lot around gift cards this holiday. Can you tell me more about that shopper and why we're seeing that shift?
Sure. So Gen Z right now is anywhere between 11 to 27. So it's quite the different, you know, age ranges that we're accounting for, some being probably in middle school all the way to, you know, really their working careers. And so what we found as well is that, did you know, a quarter of Gen Z not only may be working full time, but are working multiple jobs. So it's possible that they don't even have like really a traditional scheduled 9-to-5. They may have said, you know, there's so many different things that I want to do and explore that they're just trying kind of their hand at multiple things. And that may be giving them additional income on the side as well that, again, allows them to be a little bit more thoughtful in their holiday gifting this season. You know, another thing about this group is that they really have grown up with smartphones. The internet is always at their fingertips. They're very active on social media, which also is an interesting fact. They only have an attention span of about 8 seconds. And to whoever was studying those goldfish, it's about 1 second less than a goldfish. So that's always really interesting as you think about how you're going to attract them, how you're going to market to them, you know, what things are going to catch their attention at the shelf. You really have a very limited time to kind of get that across to them. You know, as they really continue kind of their journey on jobs and careers, and as more of them age in, I think we'll continue to see gift cards really take kind of the forefront, given their already kind of loved desire to have them and then also gift them. The other thing, too, that I will mention about Gen Z is, you know, they're purchasing that mixture of physical and digital gift cards, which is also where, you know, we see an interesting shift in how they're planning to shop this year. So they're still buying in physical in-store locations. Like, we don't see that going away, right? That's kind of they're staying there. They're stable. But we see about half of them saying they're also going to purchase gift cards online. And 4 in 10 are planning to purchase gift cards through social channels. And it's especially leading the way is Instagram. So just kind of keep that in mind as well as you're thinking about, you know, where to kind of place that 8 second clip that you've got. It might be on Instagram. The other reason Gen Z may be spending more this holiday season and leaning into digital, they have kind of this notion that they're going to party and, you know, hang out with loved ones and friends this holiday season. So they may be traveling, they may be going, they may be hosting things. And so if you think about, you know, what they're going to gift, again, that digital gift card really comes to the forefront because I think about it, who wants to be dragging the big physical gift on the plane?
Jay, people of all generations seem to really be interested in gift cards again this holiday. Can you tell me more about what that looks like on your end? What cards they may want?
Yeah, totally. And it's a good reminder, too. I mean, I think we, especially as marketers, we tend to over-rotate to the younger generation, and it's important, but at the same time, we can't lose sight of the big picture. You know, we continue to see that many shoppers want either open loop, which is kind of your Visa, MasterCard gift cards that can work really anywhere, and multi-brand gift cards, especially this year. Giving the gift of choice, I think, is more important than ever. If you think about everything that's going on with the economy and in the world, you know, sometimes you may want to give the gift of need versus want, and sometimes you don't know. So giving choice, I think, allows that recipient to really decide what they want. Our research finds that about 3/4 of consumers are interested in these multi-brand gift cards. They typically offer choice around 5 to 7 brands or among 5 to 7 brands. But you could find some of them, like the One For All card, that offer redemptions at over 100 merchants and carry no fees, which is a key benefit. And when you're thinking about your own gift card program as a retailer or merchant, it's important to offer something for everyone. So looking at some of the specific demographic breaks, what we see is that, you know, Gen Z, probably not surprisingly, they're interested in clothing and accessories. Millennials tend to lean more towards that Visa MasterCard product. Boomers love dining, restaurants. So, you know, be cognizant of that. But, you know, more importantly, as a giver, you know, understand who your recipient is. And that's what I love about these multi-brand gift cards. They're usually themed. They're thematic. So they feel personal, but they also give choice. What we also see is that the ability to load different values on gift cards is important. And the vast majority of consumers are looking for that type of flexibility. Today, only 65% of brands offer variable load, and there's still about 13% of retailers out there that don't offer any of these types of products. So again, it's an element of choice that's important in the lineup. And while physical gift cards are still in demand, it's important to note 67% of consumers do say they prefer digital. So to Sarah's point, you know, it makes it a lot easier as they're traveling. That's probably one driver of that. Also allows them to leverage mobile wallets. We hear that from consumers that among those that get digital gift cards or prefer digital gift cards, 72% of them are likely to store and spend those cards in their mobile wallet of choice. And now we have the ability to deliver gift cards through text or SMS as well. So that's also another preferred channel for younger generations. And then finally, what I would say is don't lose sight of sustainability. So this is more of a longer term impact. It probably isn't something you could impact for this holiday, but you know, when it comes to gift cards, it's no exception. People are looking for sustainable choices. Consumers are becoming more conscious of not only the gift card brand or type, but what the gift card's actually made of. 57% of consumers said they're interested in gift cards made of recycled materials. And that's something that's been a core focus of BHN. You know, we made a pledge last year to work with all of our partners to convert the majority of their plastic gift cards to paper substrates by the end of next year. So this is just going to be a trend that gains more and more momentum. And again, as a retailer, a merchant, a brand, something to consider.
Jordan, you've covered this quite a lot too in your research. What are you seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of what I cover, and actually, and going into 2024, going to cover even more, especially the generational splits. And you know, we're seeing a couple things. One, going back to what Jay was just talking about, that form factor, and as well as the sustainability effort. That's where digital is really also key, because what better to be made of than nothing when you get into digital? And you are seeing, especially when you look at the polar sides of the generations, the Gen Z versus the Boomers. Gen Z is receiving a third fewer physical cards than boomers are. They really, you know, they're adept at the digital wallets and utilizing that. And they're also buying 30% more digital than physical. So it's 30% on either side of what they're receiving and what they're getting. And then you look at where's growth coming from. And obviously talked a little bit earlier, and both Sarah and Jay talked about that choice. And we had, like I said, the general purpose, the MasterCard Visa cards are still the most desired gift cards. But where is the growth going to come from in purchasing? I think there's a big opportunity for all generations to buy more. Every generation is intending to have some percentage buy more, but the older generations, it's 6 to 9%. Gen Z and Gen Y have an incredible growth opportunity, each topping 20% intending to buy more gift cards over the coming year. And then when you add to what Sarah was talking about with Gen Z, half of Gen Z roughly isn't even really of buying age yet. So that growth opportunity is even greater than that number is saying, because every year you're getting another working year out of those, you know, those 17-year-olds are becoming 18-year-olds, or the 21-year-olds are becoming 22-year-olds and entering, you know, the income market either through part-time work or through full-time work when they're hitting those ages. So a huge opportunity to really look at what do Gen Z and Gen Y want in terms of products, both how they want to buy digital, physical, the sustainability, because that's where your growth is going to come from.
We've been talking about this shift to digital. Sarah, I'm curious, does that impact how people are looking to pay for their gift cards?
So Jay brought up a great point earlier about this notion of the digital wallets, and Jordan mentioned it as well. And what we're seeing is, you know, when we think about how people want to pay, whether it's they're shopping online or even if they're in store, the core three payments of cash, debit, and credit really remain and hold true for a lot of generations. But where we see the shift is when, you know, looking at younger generations, they're looking to stored value. So whether they've got that in maybe their digital wallet, or in a loyalty program, or within sort of credit card or store points, wherever they can find the value that is kind of stored for their purpose, they're going to look that this holiday season and really look to leverage it. And whether that means they're trading it in for gift cards, or whether it means that they're like looking at their digital wallet and saying, wow, you know, I had this digital gift card sitting in here and I'm just going to end up paying for, you know, this gift at Ulta or this gift at Sephora. Like they're really looking to leverage that value.
And, you know, I'll jump in and also add that, you know, we look at that, those stored value, and a lot of that is in a virtual world. So when you have these virtual wallets, that is going to be the driver of the shift of the market. Right now, we see like 30% of gift carding and prepaid use is digital instead of volume of cards, not necessarily of revenue. So right now it's 30%. In our minds, going to be 50-50 by the end of the decade, and even carried even more so. Maybe 50-50 in volume, but even higher on those loads, because we're already seeing higher loads on digital products. And that does go into, as I store money in my coffee account or in my credit card points account, whatever it may be, there's so many ways that digital opens up those opportunities to hit at that stored value.
You've all shared so many great insights and data points. I'm very curious to hear about your, you know, the key takeaways that you have and any recommendations that you may have for retailers to focus on this holiday season. Sarah, I'll start with you first.
Sure. So I think, you know, as we wrap up, we've all had some really great insights to share. And again, I love when data gets used. Four things that really kind of hit home. So the first is, you know, prepare for that holiday strategy that really gets you ready for fourth quarter growth year over year, just because we do see, as Jay had mentioned, there is a slight increase in gift spend, but there's even a greater proportion of that spend being shifted to gift cards. Which leads me to number two, because when you think about that gift card promotional strategy, you really want to make sure that you've got your gift cards, you know, ready where places that may have often returned gifts or maybe things that you think, gosh, you know what, this is going to be a item that flies off the shelf and there's going to be out of stock. So why don't we make sure that we've got gift cards ready there for promotion, maybe even promoting the gift cards that make it easy to travel. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, the increase in parties and holiday travel and things. And so make it easy for them, you know, the gift card that travels. And then also we talked a lot about open loop and multi-brand. So really finding ways to display those prominently throughout the, you know, store, because people do, as Jordan mentioned, they want that flexibility to choose kind of how they want to spend. And Jay mentioned it too, like, it's needs, it's wants. We don't always know exactly what kind of people need or want. So flexible options available around every corner for them would be very helpful. And then capture those younger generation shoppers with kind of the better digital shopping experiences. Since we know they're going to be, you know, they're still shopping in stores, but with more of them kind of transitioning to online and even through social channels, being able to allow them the flexibility to shop how they want to. And then just also remember that they want to pay with all of those stored values or digital wallets. So being able to also offer them that flexibility in payment.
You know, I'll add one, you know, as a retailer, utilize all of your channels. Our data is telling us that those multi-brand gift card displays are the top choice of a place to buy a card. So when you're finding someone at a drugstore, a grocery store, but it's still very closely followed by a retailer's own store. And you've got all those areas that to figure out where to put those within your own store. And then you have online options. They're all very closely aligned in terms of where people buy their gift cards. So you need to make sure that you're utilizing all those channels. And then be prepared for those residual benefits. When you capture all of those retail strategies, it's going to benefit the retailer well into 2024. And the why is really solid data that 40% of consumers will spend more than they normally would if they have a gift card. 25% will buy a more expensive item, potentially even, you know, those are higher margin items. And best of all, 30% will visit your store more often. So there is so much residual benefit by utilizing all those channels, getting those gift cards in people's hands, and then being able to enjoy those benefits well into the first quarter and beyond of next year.
Yeah, and I would just add, those are all excellent points. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the consumer at large and, you know, specifically what retailers and merchants should be thinking about. But I want to shift gears a little bit and talk to the employees. And, you know, my guess is that a lot of listeners here lead organizations, they have employees. And guess what? Employees love gift cards too. And we actually did some really great research earlier in the year to understand some of those differences between what employees are expecting from their employers around the holidays and what employers are expecting or are planning to do for their employees. And as you would imagine, it pointed out a few gaps that, you know, I think represent opportunities for everyone out there. So, you know, when you hand out gifts at the end of the year, makes employees feel valued and really helps bring a new energy for the year. That's what employees tell us. It's also a great way to surprise and delight your employees. Last year, very few employees received gifts and fewer expecting anything this year. And I think there's nothing better than a nice surprise, you know, that really kind of engenders that goodwill and that loyalty with, you know, whoever you're gifting to. Gift cards are also an affordable holiday gift. They can be easily delivered, as we've talked about, you know, with digital gifting. Doesn't matter where you are. We're all in this hybrid remote, you know, some version of hybrid and remote. You know, you could send them all over the U.S., wherever you want, in just a couple of clicks. And, you know, we actually did a study, as I mentioned, that we're going to make available in the show notes here that really highlights some of these differences. And, you know, take a read, take a look. We'll make sure to put links to the ebook and the infographic. But I think, you know, you'll take away a couple of interesting nuggets. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. And to interject really quickly on some of those points about employers, you know, the research I have says 77% of people think that receiving an employee incentive increases their satisfaction with their employer. And actually, when we look at those generational things that we talked about, Gen Z, that goes up to 90% for our newest workers. So there's really just so much upside benefit to treating your employees well.
Thank you all so much for sharing your insights and perspective, and thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Want to dig even further beyond the data shared today? Follow the link at the bottom of the article to download both the 2023 Holiday Research eBook and the 2023 Holiday Incentives infographic. On a final note, be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.